Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, May 26, 2022. Today on the Ether, Super Terra, to the future, a spaces with special guests as we look beyond Terra. Let's take a listen.
The whole idea tonight is more relaxed, not that I'm ever serious, let's be honest, but a relaxed vibe, and it's all about positive future. Because we need some positives. We're all looking positive.
Yes, sir.
I think
we try.
absolutely. Yeah, but no, there's a lot of really good things going on, and I know obviously Stoned is going to tell us some exciting things about the Stoned Duxaluna. I've got various things to share. We've got some exciting news from our friends at LunaFest and potentially quite a few others joining us as well. And obviously, anyone who's listening, feel free to step up. This is an open, friendly space. And really, what we're trying to do is, as I've said with the title, yeah, there's lots of exciting special guests, but also this is looking beyond Terra. And what I want to try and do as much as anything is give a little bit of information that I know around what various projects are doing, where they're going, and in some cases, hopefully the projects will be stepping up to chat. For anyone who's trying to keep track of the hundreds of NFT projects that have become, for want of a better expression, kind of homeless from Terra V1, basically feel free to share on the thread that's on my Twitter, really trying to collect all the projects so that we know where they're going. And if you're anything like me, anything like the DeFi Jedi, many others, we're across so many projects and it's hard for us to keep track. So we're trying to help the community, help each other. And as I say, that's probably a good place to start. And I think I'm right in saying, the very first project to categorically announce what they were doing were actually the Stone Ducks. They made a big, decisive move. We had obviously a bit of a chat, I want to say a while ago, but it's probably been only a few days, but I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but the way things have gone with the Terra collapse and the kind of the whole sort of burn club and God knows what else has been going on in different spaces in the last couple of weeks, my head's been spinning. But really, some of those moves that people have made are actually still very fresh, still very recent. It's just that amazing ability for the crypto space to kind of bend time. I can see my good friends, LunaFest here as well, which is fantastic. I'll let them do their big announcement shortly. But yeah, I think, you know, by way of kicking off, I'm going to share what I know. And I think it'd be great if the speakers that are already up can also share what they know in terms of, you know, what's happening in the broader space. I mean, literally, I put up a thread yesterday, had lots of really good responses. I guess, yeah, the headlines so far, Stone Ducks are moving to ETH, and we'll hear more about that shortly. Poppin' Puffins were the first ones to announce they were going to Algorand, and they've already done their capture of existing holders, which I think is a very clever move. They're actually keeping the original mints. There'll be some slight changes, but they're going into the Algorand chain, and I wish them well. Galactic Punks have made an incredibly bold move, said, we're staying on Terra. I think hats off to them. So if there's any Galactic Punks on this space, feel free to press request and let's have a chat. Rec Wolf, they announced quite early on they're going to ETH. My good friends Barefoot Rabbits, who were always cross-chain, are moving back to Sol. I wish Wizard Wax and his crew all the best for that as well. My good friend, who's trying to do lots of excellent charity work out in the Philippines, Woof of Crypto, was previously Woof of Luna. He's announced that he's going to stay on Terra. Really nice charity project trying to help people from disadvantaged backgrounds. I did a couple of really nice spaces with them a few months ago. Hellcats have announced they're going to Seoul, and they're going to be making hell on that chain. So good luck to them. Wagmi Monkeys was one that I spotted, have also announced an intention to go to Seoul. And I'll stop hogging the space in a minute. My next quick update is Dystope AI. Everyone knows who's ever listened to my space is a huge, huge fan of what they're doing. Really nice project. They're looking to move to Polygon along with One Planet, who are actually looking to centralize their operations on that chain. And last but not least for now, from me at least, Terra Movie Club have announced a rebrand, and they are going to be known as Screener. They essentially are a watch along, very nice community based out in Southeast Asia. Very friendly, very welcoming. I've done many watch alongs with them, and they are looking to continue that. They're also looking to do some metaverse based content and some very clever ideas that are going forwards. And already I've got a message coming through. That's great. Thank you. Basically, I say this every time I write an article on Loop or whenever I do a space, I cannot keep across all of it. And I'm going to have a harder task than ever now as we've all gone multi-chain. I think it's just a thank you for mentioning the project. So that's great. Always happy to help. So a huge list there. I'll obviously hand over to, I know DeFi Jedi is giving instructions on cooking at the moment, so that's important. We've got two guests up. Really like to start with Spaced, Stoned. You might be Spaced as well, who knows?
A little bit, yeah.
So Stone Ocko, we've been chatting quite regularly throughout this whole, you know, let's be honest, quite cataclysmic event. There's no two ways to describe it. But we've kept, you know, we've kept the positive community vibe going. You know, I may be broke of pocket, but I'm not broke of spirit. And I think the same can be said for many others. An important point to say right now, though, if anyone is not feeling great, my DMs are always open. There are lots of people out there to help and support. And even the seemingly happiest of us do have our moments as well. It has been an extremely challenging few weeks. So do reach out, do talk to people. And if you notice that, you know, there are folks that aren't quite themselves, just, you know, just drop a little message. It's amazing how much difference that can make. So I really actively encourage you to do that. But today is all about uplifting, exciting things. We've had a snapshot. We'll wait to see what that means. And I guess there'll be other spaces that can dissect that. This is about NFT projects and also, you know, exciting developments in the space. I'm really excited to hear from my friends at LunaFest shortly. They have some excellent alpha that they want to share on this space. But let's start with Stone Ocko. It was you and I chatting the other day that started this whole idea, and then a follow-up chat with DeFi Jedi. So yeah, Stone, over to you, my friend.
Yeah, well, where can I start off? So first, just referring to what you said, that we were the first moving, I don't know about that for sure, but we moved as fast as possible and like as reasonable possible, because of course first we wanted to like grasp the scope of what has really occurred before moving, but because everyone in the team is like involved since at least 17 now, so we know how a breakdown looks like. And as soon as the price of Luna and UST like lost every kind of structure, we decided to evacuate pretty quickly and to save the funds and to announce to move to ETH, because we wanted to have a chain with a proven track record and a chain that will be there in 10 years, because we plan to be there in 10 years. And right now, since the future is looking pretty multi-chain already, we had like a nice basis about that already. I think it's just important to start like with the right choice for the first years before everything goes multi-chain eventually. So ETH is like for me a no-brainer, and for the rest of the team too. And for people that are like listening and are worried about the high gas fees, because this is, let's be honest, like an essential factor for some people that like the $10 gas or something sometimes impacts the price of a mint or whatever, and that's, or for people that like to flip NFTs, that can be a factor. But concerning Stone Dux, it will be a ERC-721A token, and the contract will work that way, so that the gas fees are optimized, and you will pay maybe like $30 of gas if you want to mint 30 Dux or however many Dux you choose. And maybe for holders or just for people wondering how we like worked around that, our original holders, of course, will get a free mint, and the roadmap is still on, and original holders will also get a whitelist spot to mint more if they choose so. And mint is on 8th June already, because we don't want to let the, even if it's catastrophic, like we have to stay positive, and we have to keep on working and evolving, and we can't like let that stop us. It's just not an option for Stone Dux to just stop now and wait. Personally, I mean, there are like different approaches, but for us as a brand, it's not as important as for other projects to eventually choose a chain dependent on cheap transactions or many transactions. Like if you have a game and you need many, many transactions, then of course ETH might not be the way, but a layer two could be. But for us, ETH is a no-brainer, since we are like a holder project, and we plan to reward holders by giving them the profits of all the products we create. And yeah, staking is also complete. Like to to pitch a little more, staking is also complete, and will be possible directly after mint close. Mint, like I said, will be for OGs on 8th of June. Public mint will start on 10th or 11th of June, depending how long whitelist is going to be. That is to be determined. And yeah, you still will get a free female duck if you have three ducks or more in the later second collection. And you, of course, still will be part of the alpha group that got pretty red alpha over the breakdown, and could like mostly also, I hope, profit from that alpha to save funds, etc. And yeah, I think now I had a long enough monologue too, and I would maybe pass the mic.
That's fantastic. I've literally just written a tweet out, which I'll send out now. Obviously, great to get that sort of alpha. So 8th of June for the OG mint, and then 10th/11th of June for the second phase of mint. So now I'm looking forward to that. I think you made a really good point there. I think gas fees have dropped in ETH. They were absolutely obscene, and that was one of the things that put me off.
Yeah, it happens when like the OGs on ETH rage and decide to clock up the network for some reason, then it happens. But potentially, like all the high traffic will go to layer twos, so I think we will like see possibly a further decrease of price in the fees.
Excellent. Well, I think that's great that you're looking at effectively a route to a lower cost operation on ETH, and hopefully that'll be reflected on other projects that follow in your path. Fantastic. So I look forward to that. And I've literally, as I say, just dropped that tweet out now. I think that's really important. So thank you for sharing that. And you know, part of this space is about getting the word out, the awareness out. There are a lot of us on this space, as you, I'm sure, have many Terra NFTs, and we're very keen to see, where the pathway goes next. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think it like really depends on the project where to move. I mean, for me, I would go for ETH now, just looking at the market. But if you decide to take the risk on taking an altcoin as your chain, and you think that altcoin will survive for years, then it could be potentially better to use that alt. Like I said, for gaming use cases, it might be better to use Solana, for example.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, so far I've counted there are several chains. So obviously, you know, Solana, ETH, Polygon, Algorand, and even having conversations around Juno, where I think some of the projects are looking at. The Cosmos world is an interesting one. I mean, the good thing for me is I've been across a number of chains. I have a relatively modest number of NFTs on other chains already, some of which I've not explored before. But I think it's linking it back to its core, and this is the long-term ethos that I have. We have to be multi-chain because ultimately, you know, it's a bit like, it's probably not the best analogy, so there are only two rivals. But in the early days of electricity, there were two different, you know, types of electricity, and they had to kind of fall on a standard. And I think at some point we'll have to fall on a standard if we really want mass adoption of Web3 and DeFi. And clearly DeFi's had a massive kick in the guts over the last 2 or 3 weeks with what happened to Terra version 1. And I think there are lots of positive opportunities that will emerge. And I think in the kind of genesis of any new area of human endeavor and development, there will be kind of bumps on that road. And we certainly had a hell of a pothole that we hit. Makes my local council look efficient. But I guess the point is, ultimately, we'll see a lot of coming back together and cross-chain bridging. And I think, you know, a good example of that, they've not announced full intentions, but I do like what they're doing. That's Hero. They were looking to bridge. They already had a sort of bridge opportunity from Terra to Solana. They started out as a dual mint, and they're going to keep that bridge opportunity open for the holders of the NFTs in that collection. And I think lots of examples like that are the early examples of what we'll see as multi-chain projects. So with that in mind, our first surprise guest, because I always love people to step up and you know join the table, as it were, are the Spaced Ape Society. So what are you guys up to? You know, share your story. You've got the stage.
Hi guys. For us, it's probably like a lot of people are moving projects from different blockchains. I think I like to introduce ourselves. I think this is the first time I've managed to get on a space with SuperTerra. I think we are on the same time zone, but seem to be not being able to catch each other to set this up. So it's just nice to be on the same space with yourself. In regards to that, it's just
likewise. Just nice.
Yeah, so
we won't talk about the football. I'm sorry about that. We had a lovely chat a few weeks ago and realised that we were both basically in the mire and hoping perhaps the third team in that relegation battle would get dragged in. I think you guys will bounce back. Anyone who's interested in EPL, I'm a massive Leeds United fan, and we against the odds stayed up on Sunday. But I actually haven't spoken about it on any spaces so far. But my massive commiserations. I got a lot of time for Burnley. We had a good chat about the excellent pubs in the town that I've frequented in the past. So hopefully a bounce back soon. But no, great to finally get you on a spaces with me. It's fair to say we have one lined up just before Terra exploded. I think I had about 8 spaces lined up in the week that never was, shall we say. And it's great that you've bounced back incredibly quickly. So no, great to have you here and commiserations on the football side.
We'd like to start where we are at the current moment with the project. We did hold our very first AMA for Solana last, I think it was on last Thursday. DeFi was leading that AMA session, and it was just a bit of an introduction to us, our society, our project. I'm trying to integrate with the Solana at the moment. And it's just, like I say, it's been a little bit difficult. I imagine everyone here could probably have the same experience so far in regards to integrating from a different platform, different blockchain to coming over to Solana as a new blockchain. I've had a bit of mixed feelings in terms of how we've come across or either how the people have perceived us at the moment, but I guess we've got to get over that kind of initial feeling at this moment. And it's like I say, it's still new, it's still fresh. People are still feeling the pain, people that were that have been hurt quite badly in terror. And I think a lot of people that have come over is just really gaining that trust with the new community, with Solana. And that's where we are at the moment. We are considering probably moving from Mint anywhere between July. I think right now we just want to do what I was doing previously, is just get to, you know, the community, reach out to as many projects within the Solana community and really build those relationships with them in terms of collaborations. We are looking at, I think with Solana, a big thing here is a lot of marketing. It's not the same as Terra in that regards. You know, here it's like, say, marketing is key in terms of making a successful project. Doesn't depend on what your roadmap looks like, or, you know, like you say, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Tripping Apes. They managed to sell out a whole project without even having a roadmap. So it's kind of so different in terms of what expectations are building against what hype looks like. So that's where we're kind of bridging that gap and trying to understand how we can project a bit more hype for the project, rather than just fall solely on what we're trying to build as a community, as a project. So it's just really going back and forward and trying to find that sweet spot between both areas. I think DeFi probably can talk more about it in terms of what we're looking at in terms of marketing as a brand, and how we can establish ourselves within this kind of Solana market. We have got other alpha that we would like to share, but maybe in a later session. If you hold one of these again, it's more about what kind of airdrops and things that we can kind of improve on in terms of what we weren't doing on Terra, but what we could do on Solana to reward our core holders, core people that were within the community within Terra and that have moved over. So we want to make sure that we are rewarding our OGs, and also opening up a new line of OGs for Solana, as they didn't have the opportunity when we first opened. So making sure that both communities are kind of cross-pollinating and getting rewards that work benefit both previous and current holders. That's where we are at the moment. Like I said, we've got things like airdrops that are coming that we're probably adding more to our roadmap. I think that's probably most important, that we keep that roadmap quite holistic and organic, so it can branch out and grow while we kind of develop our project further.
Marvelous. And I think, again, considering you were, you know, building a really nice profile within Terra, and I know we didn't quite get to our spaces, but great that you've pivoted quickly. And yeah, let's catch up. Be keen to hear more about your plans as well, for sure. We'll get you back for a later space without doubt. And I'm already intrigued about your sort of multiple airdrops and everything else. So yeah, it'd be great to... to have those conversations. So, fantastic. I think this is part of it. I've had a number of quite a lot of private messages over the last couple of weeks. You know, some people kind of, where do we go next? The one thing I'll never do, and I'll say this on this space, I've got a lot of people asking me, should I buy X coin? Should I buy Y coin? I am not a financial advisor. I'm also a terrible trader. And if you'd followed my trading strategy, you'd have lost a lot of money over the last few years. But the point there is, and it sounds perhaps a little unfair, but you've got to own your own investment decisions. And painful though it is, I've lost a lot with what's happened with Terra, but I am not in any way going cap in hand to anyone else. So please don't do it. I doubt there's anyone on this space doing that.
But yeah, the DMs are awesome. But hey, what do you think about this? Where's the good entry point? Should I buy now? I'm like,
No.
Dab right now, and I'm gonna go buy an NFT.
Let's go.
Yeah, the best one I had was a guy saying, "Hey, you've got a cool project. I love your art." Thinking, what the hell's he talking about? I don't actually have a project. And then he goes on to say in a second message, all received in the middle of the night, my time, "Hey, you're on Terra. That's awesome." Then the next question, what is Terra? I'm new to it. I'm guessing they've been living under a rock if they've not seen what's happened to Terra in the last few weeks. But we do have some very strange DMs. And then I have other ones saying, please. And there's a Terra wallet, and they're asking for donations. I'm like, you do realize it's a dead chain, dude. That's not going to go well. It didn't go well for me. I guess the way I deal with things in life is self-deprecating humor. But I mean, on a serious note, if you really
like
are...
new wave of Terra influencers that like only talking about V2 and are like just in like since a week or so, and no.
Oh, they're great. They're great. I was on the Spaces the other night. I didn't speak.
It's such
one guy's
a bad idea to do that, by the way. Like, don't do that. No.
Well, I was thinking of putting the Spaces up and saying it. This is Lunar Maxes. The console's Lunar Maxes, as opposed to Terra. And that, look, guys, I've been in since the start. I've been in here since May the 9th. You know, I'm an OG man. They're weird spaces, but they're good therapy if you want to listen to them. Good luck to them. I mean, basically, they are a community that are looking for a massive bounce from a dead project, and it can happen. You know, that's what they're doing, and it's a free market. I mean, I know some people are getting upset about it. I just find it really funny. It's a bit like, you know, when you discover a really interesting like rock group or something like that, and then like 2-3 years later they make it, and all your mates are retrospectively going, "Yeah, I was into them at the time." And no, you weren't. There's about 40 of us in this pub. Yeah, they've now had a hit record and everyone's talking about them. So, you know, that kind of retrospective revisionism always makes me laugh. So, good luck to them. They want to burn. They're throwing their Lunar on the fire, which I think is interesting. If it works for them, it works for them. Good luck to them.
It's just like working through it, like some way of...
Exactly. Like, it's, yeah. I think actually maybe getting a bit deep for a second. For some people, it's about regaining control over something that perhaps...
you're feeling like the Joker that is burning all the money in dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, minus the very dangerously scarred face. But yeah, I mean, and maybe there's an element in that. So we've got two excellent speakers who've stepped forward. My very good friend, Kush Katz. We've had many brilliant conversations. In fact, one of them was at the last high point in Terra before the collapse, where I joined a ridiculously late Spaces at about, I think it was 1:30 in the morning.
You were on their way back from like a meetup.
That's right, yes. Yeah, and I was there until, oh, blimey. I mean, I think I was chatting to you guys till nearly 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was brilliant. Yes, it was my, well, I suppose my one and only UK Lunatics meetup, which is brilliant. We didn't realise the world was about to crash around our ears, but met some lovely people who I'm very much going to stay in touch with as we kind of continue our next stages of our life's journey.
Vibes changed fast in the last few weeks.
Oh, it has. So I went from the highs of that to a brilliant Spaces, in fairness, with Kush Katz and a whole range of really cool ETH guys. So I think, as I've said to a couple of people I've spoken to the last few days, they were like, you know, which chains are you looking into? I said, well, I've always been multi-chain. It's just that I've kind of majored on Terra, more fool me. But I mean, the point is, there's so much great technology out there. And one of the debate points I did have, and I'll hand over to Kush Katz in a second, is it's about a month ago. In fact, it might have been on one of your Spaces, where I was pointing out that it shouldn't be adversarial like, you know, sports teams are, because ultimately to succeed, we all kind of need to embrace the future together. And so that's kind of one of the big debate points that I've had. I know some people who really like that Maxi's on a certain chain, and like, it's like, oh my God. You know, it's like Leeds fans looking at Man U and saying, I'm never going that chain, you know, I can't stand them. And it's very odd, but very, 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 very weird. So it is what it is. But in the spirit of the brilliance that is the crypto space, Kush Katz, great to have you on here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for just creating this space. I love hearing and listening to you talk. I think you are very well versed, and I think it's always so interesting to have these conversations. So yeah, thank you. Hello, everyone down there.
Cool.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, we had quite a philosophical debate, I think, on one of them, didn't we? We sort of got to all sorts of life topics. It was brilliant. So, thank you for joining. I'm now very excited to announce that the next speaker, they're already giving away a hint to the future. So I still know them, at least for a little bit longer, as Lunafest. I think we've got Ian on the comm tonight. So I understand that.
Hi,
no, great to speak. Obviously, my good friend Andre Moon is living it up across the pond. So good for him. But yeah, no, it's great to have you on here. And obviously, better circumstances than that, perhaps our last chat just after the collapse of Rome, as it were.
Yeah. Did you hear with Andre in London that night?
I did. We had a really good night. Yeah. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And it was literally, we didn't realize Nero had set the city on fire. And it was crazy. Because it was actually already depegging on the night. We didn't know. And I actually got home, obviously did the spaces, and then I minted some more defenders, I think, which was on the Sunday. Because we had a mini depeg, I think, and then it kind of settled, and then it... And then obviously the major attack happened, and I was blissfully unaware, busy minting and doing my usual NFT thing. And I sort of get all these panic messages like, you know, I won't swear, but S, my positions have been liquidated. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And it was because that thing is, I'm not very good when it comes to things like DeFi in any depth. I am an NFTs guy, I'll admit that. There's lots more qualified people than me that do the more degen stuff. But yeah, I mean, basically, I'm not sure what happened there. I accepted the speaker and he's gone. I think pre-Elon Twitter has just rugged them. So Ian, so obviously, no, it was wonderful to finally meet. Sorry, it sounds a bit self-indulgent, but Andre Moon and myself, we kind of came into the Terra space at the same time, probably about 18 months ago, and we chatted as complete sort of newbies on Twitter. Andre, or Andrew as his real name is, I still think it's a very cool name. Andre just has this very mysterious edge to it, but I mean, basically he's obviously gone on to be a successful artist on Talis and obviously a key part of Lunafest, which is fantastic, and I've just been talking NFTs for a year.
Andre's done really well for himself, but like, just going back to what you were saying, when everything kicked off however many weeks ago now it was, it was weird for me. I mean, I wasn't in London. My daughter was in hospital having a routine operation, but it was a general anaesthetic, and all of this was kicking off around me, and obviously you're aware of what's going on. And to be honest with you, like, it meant nothing, like, because mm-hmm. of what was going on that was real bread and butter, yeah, and family. And a kind of, yeah, it was sort of a really good leveling moment. And yeah, like, I was fully staked. I wasn't sort of on anchor or anything like that. And obviously it went to zero. And yeah, a lot of wealth. But like, at the same point in time, I would have given the shirt off my back to make sure the well-being of my daughter was paramount. And yeah, it's far from ideal, but it's it is what it is. And yeah, like, as you said earlier, like, for everyone that's struggling and suffering, and I'm obviously in channels with people, but like, just keep talking and like, mm-hmm. it's not the end of the world. There's a lot more to life than money, and like, just let's just keep going, and the opportunities are plentiful around these parts. So yeah, just keep your chin up and keep well, everybody.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you want to share your exciting new news.
Yeah, so we were Lunafest, and obviously I guess the whole idea of the festival came around from I've talked about it a fair bit, the Columbus 5 Twitter spaces, when the idea was pitched to the community and I said, look, I like the idea of running a festival. I love the ecosystem. I love the community. I love UST and all the good stuff surrounding everything that we used to sort of be fully in tune with. And I think about the fact that we can start paying artists in UST and everything else. And I like the idea of putting a music event together, and it kind of blew up for us. And we had a whole realm of people reach out wanting to get involved, wanting to talk to us around the music and the festival, and people wanted to DJ, and it kind of started snowballing quite rapidly. We tried to get some funding from TFL, and for whatever reason that didn't happen, and we had an Agora post and it didn't quite work out. So we changed tact, and we went to we looked at sort of a sponsorship model. We attracted some investors, we'd got a little bit of money coming in, and we put that into our treasury, and we started doing everything a little bit differently. And then 3 weeks ago, everything was going well. 5 weeks ago, we was in Ibiza at the International Music Summit. I've had Zoom calls now with DJs and artists that have got over 1 million Twitter followers. We've got a really nice inventory of people that are wanting to support the festival. The team has reached out to creative levels. We've got a guy, Joe Crossley, on board from Astral Project. We're working with the guys from We Are Festival as site builders, logistics. We've got production managers. We've got literally an A-list team of people associated themselves with the project. And obviously with Sarah Main and everything that's going on with her NFT artwork as well. So we really do have a rock star team. But what happens happened, and what was very obvious talking to people immediately after the aftermath was like the brand has been tarnished significantly, and other ecosystems. And I know I want to believe, and I know everybody here wants to believe, and have fingers crossed it all works out for the best. But certainly when you go into other ecosystems, the brand has been tarnished significantly. So we said and pivoted. We had a consensus vote between the team and the people that sort of entwined and the sponsors and the people that are brought into it, and said, look, what do you think? It was an overwhelming, we need to change the name. We then went through a process of, I don't know, maybe 700 or 800 suggestions. We asked the community, we asked the wider people, like, what do you think? I literally have wrote down every single word associated to Blocks and Meta and Decentra that you can ever imagine. And we've checked every social media feed and post and you name it. And we got to the point where we liked decentralized. We liked decentralized. Do you use the Z? Do you use the S? And what's available? And what can we grab on socials? And so on and so on and so on, and trademarks and everything else. And here we are. So yeah, we pivoted very quickly. We made very quick decisions. It was a unanimous decision. We realized, I guess, through what we was doing just within the Luna community very early, that we lived in probably a little bit of an echo chamber, maybe. And it was the same people and the same faces. And like we realized then, we have a tentative agreement with Passage 3D, our metaverse guys, to build the festival live, simultaneously of what's happening in real life is going to happen in the metaverse. And we realized then, speaking to Passage and looking further afield and what they're doing and the cool stuff, that we need to reach out a little bit further. So yeah, that's where we are. We pivoted, we've changed name. We do want to become multi-chain, because what's blatantly obvious is I would have, well, did put a lot of my investments into Luna, and they've gone to zero for now. We realize that it's not a one chain future, and there's lots of very good projects and they're all doing very cool stuff. And for this festival to really succeed, it needs to be multi-chain. It doesn't matter if it's Ethereum, it doesn't matter if it's Cosmos, it doesn't matter if it's Solana or AVAX or Phantom or Polygon or you name it, like all of these people, they're all building cool stuff. And we want this festival to be a celebration of all of it. And we want to bring all of those people in. And if you're a DJ or an artist that wants to get paid in Ethereum, we'll pay you in Ethereum. And if you want to get paid in Bitcoin, we'll pay you in Bitcoin. And if you want to get paid in Terra or whatever it is moving forward, then we'll pay you in that too. So it's multi-chain. It's for everybody. It's a celebration of Web3. We're moving forward with the token model, and everything's going really well. And like we had the really tough conversations after what happened, and like I spoke to everybody at length, and the unanimous decision is we're onto a good thing, and we've got really cool people and really creative people working on this now. Some of the best people in the world in their respective areas. So it's full steam ahead. It really is. And to be honest with you, it just makes me more determined and more stubborn and making sure that it all turns out to be a success.
Excellent.
You know, I can speak to that a little. Sorry, Super. I was just going to say that our account got deleted a week ago at 100 or short of 10,000 followers. And I know that's not
so
like
mean, man. I noticed that was so sorry.
It was cruel. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were so close, and you know, I had the bottle of bubbly ready to celebrate, and you know, they suspended us, but you know, things are gonna knock you down, and you just got to keep getting back up. We were ready to start a new count like the next day, and you know, although this went to zero this time, there's gonna be things like coming. So after a storm comes a rainbow, and I know that's like some BS, but hopefully that helps.
Absolutely. I was going to say something similar. I think for me, the highs were double for you guys, because obviously we had the excitement of you had the sort of the various road shows, that time in Ibiza, and had a really good chat to Andre about it. And it was clearly a groundswell of real excitement. And I think the great thing, though, is that excitement can be translated into a broader multi-chain festival. Yeah. So. Yeah. I think, you know, the blow that we all felt was where I was even talking about this on a Spaces the other day. You know, I didn't DJ and I was sensible. I put things into safe, low risk elements. But the trouble is they were all within the Terra ecosystem. So low or high risk, they were all taken down with the cataclysmic event. However, I think Kushcats is right, and I'm going to cite a noble musical source from the 1990s. So Chumbawamba, who comes from my home city, they had a song, I get knocked down, I get up again. It's about drinking. But the point is, it's actually broader than that. It's about, you take your knocks, you get on with it, and they're all massive Leeds fans, so I just thought I'd throw that in there. But no, in all seriousness, it's about bouncing back.
Sorry, you go first, bro.
No, that's right. I was just going to say, like the buzz, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, but like, we were next to Pioneer. There was, like acoustic, L Acoustics, like the biggest sound engineers in the world are opposite us. And there was other metaverse companies there. Some of those are owned by some pretty influential people. And the buzz we had where the artists saw the possibility of owning the festival and performing at a festival that they get to own with a tokenized model was phenomenal. Like literally it was electric. We had people wanting to talk to us. We had people with cameras on us. We had like people wanting to interview us. Like it was a genuine buzz. And we came out of that experience literally on cloud nine. And then we come back like literally buzzing away. Like we've got all these people to catch up with. I've got a stack of 50 or 60 business cards of people saying, I want to talk to you about this and talk to you about that. And then to come back and then for the whole world just to fall apart, like, crikey, mate. It was we've been knocked down, but we're back up and we're running and we've pivoted and we're more determined than ever. Sorry, so I'll let you talk. Sorry, I've just jumped in, but thanks for that.
I just wanted to give some trivia advice, like something I noticed about people in the crypto space or in like investor space in general. The most successful or the people that make it are not necessarily the ones that are very good at it from the start, but just personality-wise, it's very important to keep your humor. Because I noticed, like, if you can take such a blow with humor, it's way easier than trying to do it in a serious manner all the time. Like, if you try to objectively justify that you'd, like, just wasted XXXXXXXK, that's difficult. So maybe just try to see that crypto offers endless opportunities, because it really does, and there's always another opportunity around the corner. And we all like started possibly with way lower numbers than we handled at the all-time high, so you can do it again. You now have the skills to do it again. Like
totally. And I think somebody said the other day, I don't know where I read it, But it made absolutely perfect sense. But don't measure yourself from the tops, measure yourself from the bottom, because it's like, as long as your bottom keeps raising almost, I come out of COVID in a pretty dire situation with a personal business. Rode it pretty high with all the good stuff. But it's taken a big hit, but the bottom is still higher than where it was before COVID. So like, we're fine. We're good. We've come out of it, I'm more confident than ever, really, on what we're building and what we're going to achieve as we move forward.
And I think just to sort of slight tangent there, for me, my barometer on life is health. And having had some serious health issues in my past, your health is your wealth. And actually, the physical numbers, and I don't know if others can relate to this, because it was kind of building in the background, I was doing the staking, and I wasn't going to ever, if someone had said to me a month ago, liquidate that and sell it, I wouldn't have, no, I'm staking it, I'm keeping it. So I wouldn't have made any other decisions, if that makes sense. And I didn't have an immediate home for what I was doing. I was just very much actually enjoying being in the space, and I still am. It's just now that I don't have any cash. So, but the thing is, I still have my humor. I think that's a really good point.
It's so important.
Poco. Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because without humour, what are we? And I think, you know, when you have the big tests in life, whether it's a health situation, whether it is a financial situation, whether it's a physical threat situation, how you deal with it, we're all different. What I try to do from the off, really, and this is well before any crash or otherwise, I came into this space loving the community side. I still do. And I found myself immediately when the crash happened thinking of others. And that's kind of how I've got myself through all of this, because I'm kind of thinking, you know, oh, Christ, you know, yeah, it's bad that this has happened to me. I can bounce back. I want to make sure X, Y, Z person, because they're in a tough time, you know, talking to people, I mean, you know, one-to-one chats and crazy hours of the night and just making sure everyone's okay. Because ultimately, and I had a really deep conversation with someone who's in a very bad place. And I said, look, kind of paraphrasing a little bit what you've just said, you have one life. That's the most important thing. You can build yourself back from a bad position. You've done it before. You can do it again. Please don't make any rash decisions. And sadly, some have. And I think it's so, so important. And that's why pretty much every spaces I've done in this last 2 weeks, I've always tried to have an upbeat focus. We've had quite a few cathartic ones, but everything has to be about personal health, personal support.
I think it's
hugely
super
important.
Just to that point, I think it's super important to not get the emotion of the moment get mm-hmm. better of yourself, because
absolutely
you are better than like what you're going through. Like if you're going to a tough time, if you're like, it can be a lot. And just personally speaking, I not only suffered through crypto, through various losses and like scams and rug pulls in like high numbers, but also personally speaking, like I suffered from insomnia. Like I grew up in a part of town where I got robbed multiple times. Like many friends went crazy. I worked in an institution for mental health for like 2 years, and I've seen like many people grow out of situations where you think there is no way out of. So
absolutely,
I know that people are way stronger than they think they are. It's often like the perception of oneself, and you have to like get a hold just of the power that you can just change how you see yourself, and that like can reflect in growth even in like hard situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to remind people that you've made it through 100% of your worst days so far. So that's just a little thing I like to say. Super. I got to jump because I have a meeting for work, sadly, but I will be back on later. Thank you so much for having us up here. Love the space. Love the community you've created. I see some amazing projects up here. I see some people I know in the audience. And yeah, I love that you're creating a space for people to just talk about NFTs and what's on their mind. And so thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Always a pleasure. And we'll certainly do this again. Yeah. And this is actually the lovely side of it is this wonderful community of people who you meet from all sorts of different chains, all sorts of different areas. And it's amazing what a broad based and friendly community it is. I've done God knows how many spaces. I see a lot of familiar faces, some new ones as well. And it's great. And it's the way I am. I mean, as I say, you know, thanks to Occo, I had some plans a few days ago to do something like this. And he was like, yeah, let's do this. And then, you know, I spoke to DeFi, you know, he joined and various others. And a really exciting project I've just got involved with, they've just stepped up as well. Money Shots, really, we're all bouncing back really well. And what I really want to do is almost give a virtual hug to those that are having a tougher time. I know we've all had a tough time, but I mean, for some people, it's more difficult than others. So, you know, let's be out there to help. So I can see the Puffins have joined as well. I name checked you guys at the start, the first movers to Algo. I think all of this is about, you know, this space is an uplifting space. This is about moving positively forward. And I think with that in mind, our next speaker up, having had a really wonderful initial spaces and a really enjoyable follow-up as part of my regular sort of weekly deep dive topic spaces that I do on a Monday with Simon Chadwick, who sends his apologies. He's in the midst of some pretty big work with Loop, obviously, with the Terra 2.0 activities happening and so on. So he can't join us today. He's nearly always here. But anyway, so I'm building up to Money Shots, a very exciting project. Great to have you guys on the space again as well.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. You know, we suffered a lot from Luna 2, and you know, we're giving away 10% of our mint to anybody who showed us pictures that they got wrecked from the crash. And, you know, like we said in our very first spaces, we wish we could do more, but, you know, we have to limit it to 100 people. So it is actually a meaningful amount of money to them. And, you know, we want to keep doing that. Now, I heard you guys talking about, you know, people who have suffered through this and they're going to grow and be better people. And I think that's why when I hire somebody now, I ask them two questions. I ask them, hey, have you been divorced? Have you been wrecked? And actually, I added a third question this week. Have you been married or dated Amber Heard? And if you've done any of those three things, you know, you're going to make it in the crypto space. Because if you can survive Amber Heard, you can survive just about anything.
Heartbreak is also a good point for growth, I agree.
It is actually, that's true. Yeah, no, that's very true. Oh, that's brilliant. Now, that trial, I'm not normally in for salacious celebrity gossip. It's not my thing, but it's just gripping, isn't it? And also, let's face it, it's nice to scrap distractionism for everyone in challenging times. But I think Ricky Gervais sort of summed it up quite well. He was like, why are they televising a trial? It just feels wrong. But yet we're all watching. Yeah, that's great. So, no, thank you. As I say, I think the 10% of the mint given to people wrecked in the Luna situation, I think, is a really wonderful gesture. And as I say, I'm enjoying, you know, being involved with what you guys are doing and really excited to see how the project develops. And I think we will be doing some follow-up spaces as well to explore, you know, more topics in depth. And I think, you know, the great thing that's coming already out of this situation is we're seeing a lot of, you know, great re-emergences very quickly. With that in mind, I can see some very familiar and very friendly faces in the audience. A couple of people did try to step up and speak, but seemed to just disappear off. So please do try again. And obviously, any projects that want to sort of share where their latest pivots and plans are, yeah, you know, I can see. Yeah, one of the Badgers team who we've had some many good conversations with previously. See my good friends from Poppin' Puffins here, and scanning down the list, there's lots of great folks that I'm seeing here. I love that someone's put Not Fat Man Terror. that's been the big mystery of the last 2 weeks, who that new account is. Literally anyone else wants to pop up and speak, but we must hear from DeFi. You've had your dinner, I hope, for your evening meal, whatever. Oh, it's the afternoon for you, wouldn't it? It's the afternoon for you, it's late for me, I always forget. So
yeah, we were just cooking, throwing together some tacos, and I'm actually like making some carnitas, so I threw them in a crock pot and got a few hours now to chill. And I've just been listening to all the amazing updates, you know, hearing how strong some of our communities are and how quickly they've managed to pick up and start building on other chains. And it's challenging. You know, I've built and lost, so many different, you know, I want to say small fortunes, whether it's in crypto or in real life. And I've been through a commercial bankruptcy when I lost one of my companies. I've been through a personal one when I went through a divorce. You know, I've recently had some real troubling times. And then I looked back and did a little reflection on, you know, how tough the last few years have been, right? Like we all, like I heard, you know, I want to say, was it Ian from, I don't want to say the name if I got it wrong, but mentioning like, you know, how terribly affected they were and how they came out of COVID with, you know, some extra, you know, rough challenges, which was more than people realized. Like I for one, had a real bad perception of people after COVID because I was just dealing with so much negativity. Like I just thought everybody hated me and was just like, why does everybody hate everybody? You know, why is everybody so angry? And, you know, and then I found the lunatics, and like, it was crazy. Like, people can call us a cult or whatever, but like the true OG lunatics, like once you start hanging around with them and you start learning how really cool some of these amazing people are, you get stuck. And so even today, after, you know, all the crash, everything else, and the nastiness that we've had to endure, the May crash of last year, this year's demolition of everything we held so dear, but yet our communities are just as strong. We're all still staying close and informed and taking care of, you know, sharing that information and ultimately doing what my vision was from the get-go. I mean, it's sad that it took a destruction of something so amazing for it to start to happen and see more of us branch out. You know, I don't hate ETH. I don't hate Sol. I don't hate Luna or Terra or Luna 2.0. Or I love them all. And, you know, just enough. It's where I think you mentioned it earlier, Superterra, is that we have to eventually find one way or one platform or one, you know, unity across all chains if we're going to succeed. And at this point in time, I think the most important thing is that we are building cross or multi-chain. And that's what I'm seeing happen. So like for me, coming out of everything we've seen and everything we've done, I think it's inspired a much stronger, I want to say revolution or movement. And it is more focused multi-chain because we were forced to, which is good, you know? So yeah, I think that, you know, all in after what we've seen happen, there's a lot of positive to look forward to. And I'm really, really pretty fucking excited about what's to come. So, like, there's my, sorry, guys, I've been so quiet and I just rambled for, like, you know, ever. But
hey,
I really
all did.
Am
hey, we
excited.
All had, like, a 10-minute dialogue.
But I love all you guys, man. I'm so excited for all the projects, you guys. And thank you, everybody who's already come up and started sharing and giving us updates. It's been amazing. I know that there's some sweet, crazy alpha coming from the projects that we've all been, you know, a part of for a while. And they're working their asses off. I know that because, some of the guys that I try and talk to regularly, I can't keep up. I'm like, I'm sorry, I forgot. Yeah, yes, don't do that. No, that's a really, really good idea. Let's talk about that. Let's go down that road. You know, oh, it's crazy out there.
It's kind of crazy good, though. And I actually think sometimes adversity is the mother of kind of new invention. You know, and you think, so you look through kind of periods of history where major challenges were faced, and it's amazing how humanity bounces back. And okay, this is not in those terms, but on a personal level for many people it is. And to then rebuild, dust yourselves down and start again, it's quite a fundamental shift. And actually I think we're showing in record time, because the whole thing only happened, I mean, literally, what would be today, May 26th? I mean, it's less than 3 weeks ago. It's only just over 2 weeks ago. It's crazy how quickly. But I always say this, and yeah, you know, whenever I'm sort of doing my articles, yeah, a week is a long time in crypto. In fact, I'd argue a day sometimes can be. But I think the way we pick ourselves up again, and the way that we embrace others and support them, says a lot. And I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the future is cross-chain. Certainly that's the way I've always been looking. And you're actually right. You're absolutely right, DeFi. I mean, I think it has massively accelerated the leap to other chains. But I think there's a fantastic bond that those that have either been touched by, visited, or started in Terra, I think will retain. And I think there's a lot of fantastic broader networks that are now developing as a result. You know, I'm now involved in a number of discussions with different you know, organizations and individuals who are now, you know, for want of a better expression, I think the analogy I used in a previous spaces was, it's like, you know, when people leave school and you kind of go to the different parts of your country or the broader world, you kind of keep in touch with people, but you never quite have everyone in the same space again, because, you know, school is gone, but you stay in touch with most, apart from the odd unpleasant ones, I think, as I also touched upon in the previous space. I think it was a therapy space about the past. But anyway, I guess the point, without rambling
too
much.
Yeah, it was a good one too, yeah.
You remember that one? Yes, yeah. No, we've done some really philosophical and deep dive and personal development.
Maybe we start
spaces.
A podcast. Maybe we make a Stone Duck Super Terra podcast.
Yeah,
talking about deep shit. Like,
I'm up for that. Yeah, no, seriously, I am. Let's make that happen.
I would do that. Like, I would be down. But
yeah, no, brilliant. Seriously, let's do that. Because for me, I love sharing thoughts. And actually, as you probably noticed, I do occasionally dip into philosophy and history and what have you. There's a broader base to myself as well, as I know there is with your good self. And, you know, the love of art was a really enjoyable space I did a few weeks ago, because ultimately, yes, we talk about community, utility, and all those wonderful things, but art is at the heart of it. And there are some amazing artists that are out there, some beautiful photography projects that I've been enjoying recently. I can't afford to buy any of them, but they are rather amazing. Staged sort of 19th century scenes with beautiful styling and so on. You think, wow, it's almost like an oil painting. Anyway, I digress again. I guess for me, the important thing is, and I do see this as a kind of community support as well, is just keeping people informed of what's happening with different projects. So anyone who's obviously listening to this space now, and you're part of a big project and see quite a number up here, feel free to step up to the stage. And it genuinely isn't. It never was anyway, even before the crash. I teasingly say to people, have you got any alpha? Because ultimately, I want the community to know about it. I'm very much more so now as well. I'm in the classic 100 discords, trying to keep track of, do we move to chain B? What do I need to do? How do I secure that? What does it actually mean? It's hard enough in normal times where perhaps three or four projects a week launched. We've suddenly got 100 plus projects going, oh God, what do I do next? Oh my God. And trying to keep up with that is really, really hard. So I'm trying to act almost as an amplifier. So if any news happens, I will share it. And obviously we've had that earlier on the call today with Stone Ducks, confirming mint date for the E3 launch of the project. Things like that really help, because believe you me, there are a lot of people scrambling around to work out, because they want to stay part of these different communities. And it's easy to miss, you know, messages on you need to register X, you need to do Y. So please do feel free to step up and share those aspects for your project to help people who are keen to follow you. So I think that's doubly important at the moment as well, because I think one of the it's not, you know, not a good thing that's come out of the crash, because not a lot has, but I think a positive aspect of a bounce back from the crash is the strength of the NFT communities and the desire to carry on. And I've seen some excellent support within many of those discussions in Discords. And I think that's really powerful. So I just wanted to share those thoughts on yet another ramble from me. I think I did have a point at some point. So if anyone else wants to step forward, I know, I think possibly the Space Apes, did you get rugged for a second there? I know you're back up now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I got rugged, so I just kind of come back into the session.
Yeah, no worries. It does that to me. I mean, that's why I always have the backstop of a co-host, because if I get rugged, which does occasionally happen, if you're the only one who's the host, it rugs the whole space, which has happened to me in the past. Lesson learned. But yes, I mean, if anyone else wants to step up and share what's happening with your projects, I also want to share, I'm getting some really nice messages from people. And a regular on many of my spaces, I'm sure he won't mind me naming him, has actually shared some thoughtful advice for those that are, if you like, readjusting. I've got you on the screen now. If you just give me a thumbs up or something similar, and I will share your name. If not, I will talk about the content that you've just shared anyway, because you've asked me to share it in space. So basically, an individual who's a regular on my spaces, a really thoughtful speaker, who I will get a one-to-one chat with. Yeah, he's just giving me a support there. Basically, Journey to 24, fantastic guy, and we have many good conversations. He basically suggested that one of the things that he's discovered in the readjustment post-crash, and actually thinking about it, I'm sure we've all found this. We have moments where we thought, oh my God,
the things I'd normally do, I can't do them because it's kind of gone quiet. You know, like, so writing my NFT articles for a few days, it was like, I can't really write that it's all chaotic and no one quite knows what's happening yet, because that's not going to reassure anyone. Anyway, I guess the point I'm making is one of the things that Journey to 24 has discovered is mindfulness. I'm aware of it as a concept. My brain hums at 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. It never switches off. And I'm one of those people that even when, you know, I'm supposed to be relaxing, I never can. I just can't. Anyway, that's me, and that's not others. But he was saying it's really helped him to sort of get...
You need to smoke, man. You need to smoke. Like, have you tried...
Oh, no, even when I do that, oh, my God, it's manic, honestly.
Have you tried, like, indica heavy? Like, no sativa? Like, have you a choice over the strains so you can choose something that really makes you just tired and not have a psychoactive effect?
Listen to the stoners. I just picked up some Delta 8, the new stuff that's legal in Texas for y'all. So I'm here in Texas where you're not supposed to be able to get weed at all, but this stuff is a high indica. It's God's gift. And it's
you try CBD, because in Europe it's super easy. But
I think I need to take a trip.
Have the same effect. It will not have the same effect because you will not sleep as well with CBD. I mean, it does a little bit, but
yeah. Also, I have a terrible problem with my back at the moment. That keeps me awake. So anything that numbs that pain
one
would
reason
be good.
More for you to try.
Anyway, all I was going to say was that basically Journey to 24 has discovered mindfulness, and he's found that a really good way to reset with everything that's happened, and he wanted to share that. in fairness, my forms of relaxation are probably going out and having a lot of beer. So I mean, that works. And I also, I do subscribe to the smoking as well. But we're all wired differently. But I guess the point is, trying to help others that it may help. Mindfulness would probably help a lot of people. I just personally, yeah, it just, my brain's just too crazy. But that's years of being me. So I just wanted to share that, as that very kind suggestion just came through. So thank you, Journey to 24. Always appreciate your support, and I really appreciate that you've taken the time to sort of share that with the community. So thank you. So back to the ensemble. If there's any other projects, want to kind of share any more alpha or things just to reassure your communities, because ultimately, you know, community is all. And the more that we can do to kind of give people that sense of perspective of what's happening, even if the answer is actually at the moment we're not quite decided where we're going next and we're still thinking about it, that's at least it's an action. Because I am seeing some communities where it's almost like, you know, it looks like a seance, you know, anybody there? And they're not getting responses. And I appreciate that some people have had such a shock that they've run away. I'm not going to name those projects. That's not what I do. But even just a word to say, hey, guys, we kind of had a hell of a shock. We're coming back. We'll be back to you. That sort of word massively helps people and reassures them. Unless you've rugged. Money Shots, please go ahead.
Listen, the only thing I'm going to say in this, the DeFi Jedi might appreciate this because we're both in Texas, but listen, when the whole Luna thing happened, I went to Disney World and I stayed at the Galactic Star Cruiser for a couple nights, and because that's how I relax and that's what gave me clarity on what I need to do next, and I highly recommend it. If you haven't done it, that's something you got to do, man.
That sounds great, actually. No, I have to say that is my form of relaxation. I do love sci-fi, and I have actually thought about that. Might have to wait till I rebuild my stack a bit. Gone. Interesting speaker there. What was I saying there? So yes, yeah, no, that's great. That actually is my form of relaxation. I could probably do like a Star Wars marathon or something like that. So anyway, we've got a couple coming back. There we go. So one of the oracles of judgment of projects. I love the community build-up that Wrecked Wolf had, almost, you know, overnight becoming a real authority on opportunities for
members of the community to rate new projects coming into the initially the Terra space. Obviously, you guys are diversified. I'm a proud owner of One Wrecked Wolf. Very excited about the future there. The floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks, Super Terra. Thanks always for organizing these spaces. I think you haven't missed a beat even since the whole crash, and you've been holding these multiple times a week, and I think everyone here appreciates you organizing these, and all you have to say is I truly love it, so thanks for doing this. Just, you know, just wanted to share a quick update on our project, because we will also be migrating to Ethereum like the Stone Ducks. I guess we kind of have that same priority of having the security layer, especially in this market where it's kind of very choppy and very difficult to predict which alt chain is going to survive. So we wanted kind of to secure our collection on Ethereum as well. And we completed the migration process today. So basically we've had about 1,900 wolves that were sent to the burn address, and that's about 900 members of the Wrecked Wolf community. So we got a lot of people that do want to bridge with us. And we added a small component to it. So we are migrating to Ethereum, but there's also a layer zero or omni-chain backend contract to it. And what that means is basically your NFT can move across all the Ethereum virtual machine chains. And, you know, it's kind of like interoperable with all the EVM chains for now. And they already have testnet for Solana. So soon you'll be able to kind of bridge your omni-chain NFT across Ethereum, AVAX, Arbitrum, you know, the layer twos, and even Solana. So that's really cool in terms of future-proofing your collection. I think we're kind of a bit post-traumatic stress disorder of, you know, living on one chain and not being able to migrate. So now we're able to migrate everywhere. So that was kind of the decision there in terms of, you know, our thought process on why we wanted to do this. And last thing, I guess you kind of mentioned, you know, we share the reviews and the ratings for the projects. We still do that. And by the way, I guess we're going to have to restructure our Discord. We had some really good alpha calls. I don't want to be shilling our project. Anyways, but we had some really good alpha calls for free mints recently. So I don't know if you heard of the goblins. A couple of folk got the goblins pretty, you know, below one ETH in our Discord, as well as today, I think it was the Bobo Degens. You'll see that on OpenSea. That was a free mint, $9, and floor is
the goblins took off, man.
Yeah,
the goblins went insane.
Yeah, so I minted three of them, right? Because it was free, and anyway, it cost me $9, and like the floor is like 100 now. So, you know, that's good profit. Someone had called, I think, the Boki as well. So those are like at 0.4 or 0.5 ETH. So, you know, there's a few projects that we still call. Maybe it's not as structured as before, because most of these free mints are, you know, you have like 2 minutes to mint, or else the gas fees are just go really high, or it sells out. But check it out. We still have, you know, there's still alpha. There's still money to be made. Maybe you'll lose some money, but worst case, like gas is pretty low. Worst case, you lose like 10, $20. But you could make 100. Anyways, I don't want to, like, you know, not financial advice.
That's great. I mean, I'll be honest. I've not been in your Discord as regularly as I normally would, because obviously try to sort of scramble around and get views on so many projects to try and help people. But that's great. I shall certainly dip in and give that a look. I think as well, the interoperability is so important, and I can absolutely understand the PTSD there, in that, because, you know, a lot of us were thrown into one chain, and you kind of want a way out. You know, being in a burning building with no exits is not good. And I think that's kind of perhaps part of the catharsis for all of us, is that at the end, we'll engineer projects that are multi-chain, which will actually ultimately enable the end vision that I
certainly have in my mind, which is multi-chain existence. And it's taken obviously a horrible event for that to happen, but I think that's quite a powerful way forward. Again, thank you for your kind words on the spaces. I love doing these, and you're right, I didn't stop. I mean, that was my way of carrying on, if you like. It was, you know, we've pivoted on perhaps some of the subject material that we'd normally have, but, really keen that I continue doing this service, and I enjoy helping others, and I enjoy hosting these. So, you know, part of that is the way that I've, you know, found my way forward, if you like. But coming back to Rec Wolves, so, you know, moving on to ETH, I'm really hoping you're going to say yes, because I was so excited about the Trippy Wolves coming. I was so excited. Are they still going to be something that will happen in the future?
Yeah. So basically, there it's a free mint for those that were safe staking their Wrecked Wolf. So basically, you know, simple enough, just your Wrecked Wolf wasn't listed on Random Earth or Luart. We took snapshots continuously, and if you followed the rules or the instructions, you'll be able to mint a Trippy Wolf for free. It will be on Ethereum because we're kind of moving everything over there. It'll be, again, with the layer zero layer in the back end. So, yeah, we were maybe a little luckier than some projects. I think Stone Ducks also moved quite quickly.
We managed to pretty much save everything, because we had we also have an alpha group for people that have 8 ducks or more, but not focused on NFTs, but more so on like general understanding of market structure, like kill zones, liquidations, market timing, like basic stuff, and then later go advanced as soon as like everyone in alpha is ready. But like we proposed to move funds when the first mini DPEC, if you want to call it that, happened, and Alpha said yes. So that was kind of lucky, because we already had like half of our funds moved before like the re-escalation started.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Stone Ducks, I think, saved most of their treasury, and we also saved, you know, considerable amount. So we can kind of afford to continue as we wanted to with the roadmap. So we're pretty fortunate. And I guess, you know, it's hard to say. Like, the whole situation is really shitty and unfortunate. But we're trying to look at some of the opportunities that can come out of it. So one of them is kind of upgrading our NFT to being interoperable and maybe living on a more secure base. And like I said, the treasury is fine and we can continue the roadmap. So it's not been too so it's been okay.
It's good in these tough times to hear of projects that actually have managed to salvage, and so I'm really pleased for both of you. And I think as holders of both, I'm also glad to be part of your communities. I think you're doing an excellent job. We have another friend who's here to lift us in these difficult times. Breevy, I'm guessing you've just finished work for the day. And you got such a great welcome there as well.
maybe you're right.
Yeah, sometimes it hangs there, doesn't it? Well, there was a spaces I was on the other week, and basically the host rugged, not deliberately, and the whole thing stayed up, but we couldn't speak because everyone was muted. It's really weird, and it was some sort of Twitter bug. So I stayed there for a few minutes, thought this isn't happening, is it? And there were still some people waiting like half an hour later, but like sound of silence and all that. It was quite odd.
We'll in the spaces, man. Half an hour of silence and still people in there.
Yeah, it's like meditation time for some, maybe, or something. I don't know. Or someone fell asleep. That actually happened to me on a spaces a few months ago. The host fell asleep. It was like there was quite a few of us up speaking, so we just continued. So it was hilarious. But I mean, that sort of thing does happen. So hopefully, Breevy, we'll step forward shortly. But whenever you're ready, unless you have rugged,
So,
I'm here.
Hello. Great to have you here. I was giving you this massive builder for that. It was like silence. Great to have you here.
Dude, happy to be here. Super sorry, man. I'm still at the gig, so I might be kind of in and out. I'm working a little late shift.
No, that's fine. I figured you might still be working, but no, it's great to have you on here. This is all about the positives for the future, as it were. We've talked a lot about some of the project Alpha that's happening, and really trying to just keep track of where everyone's going. So actively encouraging people to step up and share their stories. I've got a host of different spaces planned over the coming weeks to support various new releases and what have you, plus my regular discussion spaces. But yeah, this one is all about kind of lifting ourselves up from what happened before, as it were. But if you're still at work, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I've done that myself before. Whilst we're here, obviously, if anyone else from projects or indeed anyone else wants to step up and just have a chat, just feel free. You're most welcome to do so. I'll probably run this space for probably another sort of 20, 30 minutes because it is quite late for me. It's not offensively late, but I do have to be up quite early. But no.
It's the same time for you that it is for me, right? Like near midnight?
A little bit earlier. It's not too bad. It's about 10:30. But I am quite happy to be chatting for a bit longer, but I do have a fairly early start tomorrow. Not that I'll get much sleep as per my earlier conversations around my brain. But yes, and I have been known to do crazy late night spaces as well, which are quite cool. So as I say, if anyone else wants to step forward or indeed anyone else from the panel wants to share more thoughts please feel free to step up and speak.
I just want to kind of have a question. I've got a question, I think, more for the community or people on the panel or anyone within the space setting. How is everyone feeling about, I don't know if you, obviously people heard the news that Solana's taken over in terms of trading volume against ETH in terms of NFTs. What's your views and perception on that? Or do you think that's just for something that's a short term, or is this something that projects like you said, layer ones are moving away from ETH in terms of projects and like we've seen with the OK Bears where normally there's a lot more Sol projects which replicate things on ETH, but that's the very first project that's replicated something from Solana onto ETH in terms of the not OK Bears. What's your guys' view on that, or if you kind of got any kind of view on it?
I don't want to voice two personal opinions because I think everyone should have their own opinion about every project and every approach. But I could imagine that there could be, if Solana proves to be successful in the long run, and there's a long track record that establishes a reason to build ownership on it, then I could imagine it to become more a retail friendly chain and a game focused chain, while ETH as more of a commodity kind of investment would become more of a solid foundation to build upon. So it would stay maybe more exclusive and more on long-term investments focused concerning NFTs. That is not considering L2s, because L2s, of course, are pretty cheap and pretty efficient.
Yeah, I have similar thoughts. Again, not financial advice. I don't know if that applies here.
Yep, same.
So for the days that Solana overtook ETH in volume, there were if you look at them, there were two big collections that came out on those days. So, that's why they overtook in volume on those particular days. If you look today, ETH is dominating in terms of volume. So it ebbs and flows of liquidity. for me, I guess I totally agree with the narrative that Solana is a great gaming chain because of the TPS potential and the low fees. But kind of, you know, the art or the creativity for me is still, a lot of it is on ETH. If you look at, you know, what's successful on ETH, it's like goblins, which make no sense whatsoever. They had like a Twitter space yesterday where it was just like goblin noises for 3 hours straight. It was a free mint. And basically you could have any entry point and you would have made some money. Compared to like what was successful on Solana, well, recently the Trippin' Apes, again, it's more like a derivative project, I guess, and huge hype behind it, huge marketing behind it. So very different, right? NFT communities, if we can say. And yeah, I don't know how it will play out in the long term, but in terms of, I guess, first mover advantage, that Ethereum first mover is very difficult to displace unless you have a use case such as gaming, which just you can't do that on ETH, right? There's too many transactions. You need to be doing like a bridge or something. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. Those are like kind of my thoughts right now, but maybe it'll change as time passes.
No major thoughts from me. Obviously, you know, looking at both chains, obviously ETH, you know, long established with its NFT marketplaces and community. I think the interesting thing for Solana is looking at the influx of new wallets and the influx of new money. So, you know, it's a growing chain, but I come back to this all the time, that overall, the macro size of the NFT market globally is still very small. We're still very early. So any of these early movements will in a few years' time just look like the foothills of large mountain ranges. I genuinely believe that. And I think as more interoperability comes into play, as was mentioned, you know, particularly by Rick Wolf, there'll be opportunities there for collections to bridge between the two chains and beyond. So in terms of do I see it as a pivotal moment that Solana has overtaken ETH? I think it was answered there as a I think there'll be lots of growth in all chains just at this particular time. It's like anything. I mean, historical work, which I used to do, was looking at kind of time series and trending in business, and the big events that happen will obviously cause, you know, spikes. It's whether that general trend continues on an upward basis, or the individual spikes can be explained by certain unusual events. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's still valid. That there's that growth there, but is it, as was mentioned there, a small number of very successful projects shifting the dial, or is it a general rising of the tide with a lot of projects coming in? And also, again, because I haven't looked at this, but looking at the size of the secondary sales and seeing if that is steadily growing as well will give you an indication of sustainability of a chain in a market, as opposed to, you know, the initial mint performances, both equally meritorious. And I'm sure Rick Wolf has stats or thoughts on that regard. So I'm not giving you much of an answer, I'm afraid, other than it's not something I've deeply studied. At the moment, I'm looking at a lot of chains to understand, obviously, where people are going, what they're doing, a lot of community dives to understand the different NFT worlds. Because I think it's fair to say that a lot of communities are very different to each other, and I find that fascinating, getting into the dynamics of it as well. So don't know if that helps at all. It's just a sort of little rambling, but it was a great question.
Yeah, totally. Again, I think you hit it on the head with it. Focus on yourself, focus on your brand, on your utility, and don't need to focus on the chain too much. You know, your project is going to shine through.
I agree. Like, it's super important. I think that will be the mindset for
for mainstream later too, because they won't care what chain is in the background, or if there are multiple chains in the background, they will care for the product. And so I think it's becoming important for NFTs to show that, of course, art is the main focus, but NFTs have other use cases and can represent other exclusive accesses to memberships and rewards that that a normal crypto investment can't. I'm being like very foggy here, but I don't want to spoil like too much.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, like I think at some point we'll be like, if you look at like what aggregators doing for certain blockchains, you probably have something that aggregators for the whole of the blockchain. So instead of it being on, like say, just for ETH or just for Solana, you're gonna be able to, like say, one fits all kind of thing in terms of that purpose, and then it doesn't matter what chain you're on in terms of price, performance, or what you're on there for. It's just as long as it's accessible to as many people as we can within the crypto community. And like SuperTerra already mentioned, we're only a fraction of what the actual crypto community looks like. And how do we grow that? And how do we embed more people that are in crypto into the NFT space? And how do we kind of like, in terms of like why, what I meant by with the soul chain doing better at that on those couple of days, it just shows that there's growth in that field, or growth in NFTs, and not just on ETH, where like say you see a majority of the big collections, the majority of the wealth coming through that area, but being able to see like say other smaller chains or layer ones that are getting more exposure or getting more influx of artists and communities coming through there.
Yeah, there's few aggregators. I know one that has them, that's aiming to have them all. So you'll have that one-stop shop, right, where it doesn't matter. You go through projects. And I think most of them, I saw this done on Optimism, which is a layer two from Ethereum. You can pay now with your credit card, your debit card, wire transfer. Right, it doesn't matter. You don't even need to have like a crypto wallet. Well, they're gonna make you a crypto wallet, but onboarding users and making it super easy, I think, is key. And these new aggregators where you can pay with a credit card, right, and you don't even care. Oh, I like this art, right? Oh, it's on Solana. Doesn't matter, right? I'm paying with my Visa, and it's in my wallet, and I'm part of that community instantaneously without having to go through like the exchange and then creating the Phantom wallet and withdrawing and whatnot, super complicated. So I think, yeah, I'm looking forward to that interoperable and very user-friendly future.
Excellent. So, yeah, I think a very powerful question there. And I think one of the points that really resonated with me, think about your own project and what works best for your project. And also do study the communities as well. And I've found, and again, this is something that's really heartening, there are so many people willing to help and step forward. I was on an Algo Spaces a few days ago, and they did invite me to join them on another Spaces, which was 2 o'clock in the morning for me. I'm just getting a bit old for doing that during the week. But I mean, the point is, yeah, really welcoming and really positive. And it's something that I think is testament to the broader crypto community. I just wanted to sort of reiterate something from earlier in the spaces. I've had another message through from someone who was asking if I can sort of make sure I'm giving an awareness of the things that I'm trying to do in terms of the tweet thread that I've got pinned, where I'd encourage anyone who has information on project moves and so on to go and add your comments. So just a reminder for anyone who's joined a bit later, that's pinned to my profile. I'm going to try and update, literally just add a reply, add a link to tweets for projects to say what they're doing, and trying in a kind of non-structured way to almost have a bit of a gathering of information. I'm also in the background planning a couple more articles. I've just not had It's not so much the time, it's the kind of the focus brain this week because there's so many other things going on. But I'm keen to almost create a bit of a who's going where and when to try and help community stay in touch with the projects. Because again, another message I've had was from someone saying that they'd had such a tough time of it that they basically needed a space, a break from it, and they've come back and they're trying to get their head back into what's happened with projects and so on. So what I would say, an appeal to the projects here, do reach out, whether it's to me, whether it's to DeFi Jedi or any other people that are obviously very much involved in, you know, supporting, for want of a better expression, the kind of the former Terra community, because ultimately I want to make sure that those that want to go with the projects are able to go with the projects and stay with the communities that they've invested in, and it's a mutually beneficial thing, and obviously not always easy to keep track of. So just wanted to reiterate that. So thank you to the person, I won't name them, who sent me that, and hope you're feeling better soon. And again, I reiterate, and I appreciate the messages I get. Always here whenever possible to talk and try and help people, and do as best I can to get us all through this and emerge to the other side. So I just wanted to share that again. It's getting fairly late for me. I'm probably going to look to wrap up in the next few minutes. Just want an appeal to the floor. If there's anyone who wants to step up and, you know, whether it's sharing Project Alpha or thoughts on where you are, I can see some, you know, really familiar faces. I can see someone who did try and step up and speak earlier, who's now sort of back on the call. I don't know if you wanted to pop up again, see Chill, who I did see step up to speak, I accepted, then you sort of disappeared. I can see various projects and familiar names on here as well. So if anyone's to step forward with a kind of either sharing of thoughts or sharing of, you know, project next direction. Otherwise, massively encourage you to either, you know, DM me or share, tag, because ultimately it's about getting that awareness out for what you're doing next. And in terms of what I'm doing next, I will be doing some follow-up spaces, one of which is with a member of the panel here, Money Shots, as the project develops. So I'm really looking forward to some follow-up spaces there. I'll be doing my regular weekly spaces with Simon Chadwick, which is always on a Monday, 8 p.m. UTC. I don't know what the topic is yet. We normally work out the topic on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm serious, because we try and make sure they're topical, non-controversial, because we're not into, there's enough controversial spaces out there. So we tend to steer clear of that. But we want to make it topical and useful. And again, if anyone wants to DM me with some thoughts on subjects you'd like to talk about, it looks, sounds like Stoned Oco and I are going to be doing some sort of podcast. There's all sorts of exciting things.
Yeah, let's
things.
Do it.
Yeah, there's some exciting things coming out. I'm also talking to some people from a chain I've not had any involvement with as of yet, who want to talk to me about doing some educational spaces. So there'll be all sorts of things happening. As always, it's the community that makes it, and that's why I love doing these things, because the interaction is the great thing. I'm here to help, here to support. So I can't see any more people stepping up, and that's absolutely fine. So what I would suggest is plenty more spaces coming up, but let's just have a quick last sort of thought from the panel. I think I've probably said enough in terms of, you know, trying to highlight what's happening. Do follow, if you're listening, do follow the speakers. DeFi Jedi is a really good source of, you know, great competitions, great advice and support. Rekt Wolf, excellent community-based focus on NFT project opportunities. And it sounds like some broader alpha as well. Obviously, we have a very exciting group for the Spaced Ape Society, who is great to finally get on a Spaces with you. And Money Shots, who are really developing towards a really exciting multi-phase project that's going to be launching in the next couple of months. It's going to be a really interesting real-world game and virtual game. And obviously, last but not least of the current panel, obviously Stoned Oco, part of the Stone Ducks. I had the pleasure of doing a brilliant spaces with those guys. It seems like a lifetime ago. It's probably only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Lifestyle brand, NFT project, and very, very friendly and very funny and fun community.
Yeah, join the fun. StayFly passive staking after mint close for floor price based staking. So the higher the floor price, the higher the staking rewards. And yeah, clothing line coming, comics coming, music coming. And thank you to all the ducks listening. Thank you to everyone supporting us. It means a lot, like especially in these trying times, like the positive words and the feedback we got was like just amazing, and even more reason to push even harder.
Excellent. And probably just one last word as well before I sort of hand back to the rest of the panel to say good luck to was it DeFi Central Fest, I think, which was Luna Fest. Obviously, I had an apology note saying that Ian, who came on to speak with us earlier, was, quote, absolutely knackered, which is fair enough because those guys have been pivoting from what was originally going to be Luna Fest. I'm very excited about what that's going to be. And having had lots of conversations with them, I still think it's going to be a really tremendous event that will happen in the next, I think it's scheduled to happen next June, a multi-chain event. And who knows, there may be many of us on this call and beyond meeting there in real life, which would be fantastic. Last thoughts from the panel. And then, happy to wrap things up.
Well, I think I'll go next. Just want to say thank you to everyone that's turned up on this space. It's been an amazing space in terms of education, project, value, and just like you say, well-being. And I think that's probably my biggest takeaway from this project, from this space, is looking after your own well-being. And as a community or ex-community, we still hold each other in terms of support, and make sure we're there for each other in regard, like you say, it could be we are not still in the same chain or same project, but just being a one as a community is really important. And I think that's my biggest takeaway from this space itself. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the people that are in my community and the ones that have moved over and the new ones that have been that have come over from the Solana network. And I just want to see, like you say, loads of appreciation for everybody here. Hope everyone does well. And like you say, hopefully we can do more of these spaces. Really enjoyed my time here. Before I knew, I looked at the time, I was like, it's already gone. It's already about an hour and 15 minutes. We've already flown by. So yeah, it's been an amazing space, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's turned up and everyone that couldn't turn up. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know what, one thing I wanted to say is that Superterra, I think you do a great job. I love how you conduct yourself in these spaces. It makes me want to do more spaces with you. I think I like the way you speak. You know, it kind of reminds me of late night BBC TV, and that's something that really makes me feel good. And I love your tone and everything. And so I appreciate you, and I appreciate you getting everybody together and making the effort to do this, because it's not a very easy thing. The only recommendation I might have for a future space is I kind of want one where, you know, I could talk about how to distract your significant others so I could do more spaces. And if we could do one of those and share some thoughts, that would make me super happy. But I do want to thank you for putting this together, and I do want to say that it's conducted very, very, very well. I've been in many spaces, and this is by far one of my favorites.
Thank you very much indeed. No, it's a real, yeah, that's they're very kind words. Well, I mean, the feeling's mutual, as I think I said to you the other night after the spaces we did together. It's a real pleasure speaking with your good self. For those that didn't join us, we did an initial sort of project introduction space where we had quite a shy audience, but between the two of us, we talked for well over an hour, and it was a really nice free-flowing conversation and a very enjoyable one as well. And no, thank you for your kind words. I mean, tonight's spaces, they're always informal, they're always friendly. I tried to, as always, inject some you know, gentle humour as well. And it seems, I think the tone of, you know, moving us out of these difficult times has been something that I've been conscious of. Thank you. Late night BBC. I like that. It is late night for me as well. But thank you very much indeed. And I really look forward to, we'll certainly do more spaces. That's for sure. And thank you for those kind words.
I don't have much to say except, man, I appreciate you putting these together. I always look forward to jumping on with you guys, and Man, until next time, may the only thing higher than your than the Jedi be your portfolio.
Absolutely, no, always a pleasure as well, my friend. And thank you for joining. Really appreciate it. Well, I think I'm happy to wrap things up now. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for the really great questions. And for those of you reaching out, obviously, we're having lots of chats at the moment. Keep focusing on the, I know it's difficult sometimes, but try and focus on the positives. I know there's a lot of people out there that, that want to help you. And I think the community discords are excellent. Events like this, clearly we want them to help. But I think more importantly, anytime, and there are lots of conversations I've had at crazy hours, but focus on the important things, health, life, family, and remember you can and you will bounce back, as we're all looking to do right now. And on that note, I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day. I am personally going to go to bed in about 15-20 minutes, but thank you, everyone. As I say, I'll be doing these regularly, and I really appreciate the idea of a spaces that encourages your other half to understand that you can do more spaces. My other half is not always understanding. No, she's great. But anyway, I will bid you all a wonderful rest of your day. And until we I nearly forgot. As always, I normally open with this, and I didn't tonight. I do apologize. We were straight into the kind of the lighthearted chat at the start. I just want to say a thank you, as always, to Terra Spaces for the wonderful work that they do for the crypto community in terms of capturing these events. Finn is an absolute legend, has a good group around them as well, who will record these events and almost capture a record of what's happening, and remove some of the pauses and the bad audio. They do an absolutely superb job. And obviously, for those of you that can, do think about giving donations to them, because they are a not-for-profit and literally doing a fantastic service for the crypto space. And once I'm back on my feet, I'll certainly be doing that again as well, as I did in the past. Take care. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful and safe rest of your day, and look forward to speaking again soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra to the Future, a spaces with special guests as we look beyond Terra. Recorded on Thursday, May 26, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funded the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsied dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's final, I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little as to do.
The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror Spaces.